Little bare naked ladies here on this Friday evening. Happy Friday, everyone. Hope your weekend's off to a great start. Ours, that would be Esmeralda Leon and myself, John Hanson, filling in for Patty Vasquez. Our weekend's about to get off to an awesome start because we have the folks from Baptiste and Bottle in Chicago's River North neighborhood. Brand new spot that opened up. We got Chef James Lintelman in the studio, and we also got mixologist Michael Fawthrop. Did I say that right?
You nailed it.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
You got both of them.
All right, so Michael is working on finishing like 19 drinks for four of us, which should, should turn out really well.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a nice Uber ride home tonight. But Chef James, welcome to the program and congratulations. You guys just opened up last month, right?
We actually opened up about 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Which is crazy, yeah.
And how has it been going so far?
Tell us
about your vision, what you got going, what you're hoping to accomplish at the Conrad Hotel. Right, that's where you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really deep. So Michael and I, pretty young guys on the scene right now. We've been working with Richard Sandoval Restaurants, creating, this is their first concept in Chicago. So, well, not in Chicago, but of this.
Of this kind of stuff, yeah.
Of this kind, so yeah. American food? What does that mean?
I see a hamburger below me, so
yeah,
I think that's a good start.
You got a torta there. You got some pork rinds. You got some mixed nuts. Like, we try and...
Like, high-end pub food? Is that a good way to say it?
No, don't say that.
Why not?
This is all the easy
You know,
stuff.
I would say American, because American is an amalgamation of
exactly.
everything okay. now.
Thank you. Like, we've been calling it American Regional, because that doesn't really...
Oh, for sure.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
Right. So.
Well, I think Midwest...
So you just make it up as you go?
Big old sandwiches.
We get loose.
Yeah.
Oh.
We get loose over there.
Your counterpart, your colleague here, is pouring a bottle from about 3 feet above a beaker.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Frightening.
Yeah, I'm excited to taste this. So you made a little plate for us here. I'm just stuck on the pigskin thing that I'm eating first. But what sorts of things do you have here that were on the plate that you can describe to people? You know, obviously, if you're watching the live stream, you can see this food. But if not, walk us through, you know, a typical little plate of here. What do you got?
I'd probably talk about the biscuit. Everyone really likes the biscuit a lot. We wanted to do bread service in a really fun, interactive way. So one of my best friends, she's actually like my sous chef / pastry chef / butcher / whatever. You know,
everything.
Really, really great.
Anna she's a great breakfast. Friend to have, by the way. Yeah.
Yes.
She can butcher you a pig.
Absolutely.
Get that turkey going.
Yeah.
That'll get you out of the dream.
So, yeah, just this big... bad biscuit right here. House, I was going to swear.
Oh, good. I'm
no.
glad you did. Not
good
when you're
job.
Talking about biscuits.
It's a family show.
No, it's a family show, sort of, and not with biscuits.
Yeah.
Well, this
hopefully,
thing tastes
this is
amazing.
So good.
Is this still warm?
It is still warm.
I baked it off right before I came.
So. Fresh baked
no,
biscuit.
No, very good. Is there cheese?
Yeah.
I see cheese, onion, green onion.
So it's a cheddar and chive biscuit you're eating right now.
That's the foodie talk, what you have to do.
Foodie talk.
I love the way that it balances off the tip of the tongue and how it goes down, and it feels just so full and rich, but light and fluffy.
This is a family show.
Okay, so we got through this biscuit. What else? What is this spread that I have here?
So that's like whipped honey butter.
For the biscuit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of silly. And we brush the top of the biscuit with like brown butter and Malden, and it's pretty silly. It's nice to share.
So you're a young guy, but you got quite a resume. You were trained with? Did you train with Charlie Trotter or at a school or like? Walk through your experience here in Chicago.
So I moved here.
And get closer to the mic when you do it.
I moved here. There you go. With a person, Satan.
Wow, we can get
Haven't
deep
we
here.
All?
We're on the radio too.
Right.
I hope
so
she's
you
listening?
So you moved for a lady.
Yeah.
Which happens.
It happens. It happens. Mm-hmm. And I always looked up to Charlie Trotter.
Yeah.
Throughout. My career, so that was the first place I staged out here, and I worked the Garmage station there, and then
what's that?
Garmage like cold preparations for the most part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and meat cook didn't show up one day, and they asked me if I could cook meat, and I lied.
Oh my gosh!
Instead I
right.
Could. So toughest section there. Learned a lot. It was a really aggressive kitchen, but the people I worked with there. Anna Star, she was a pastry chef there. I just made friends for life, for sure. And then I've just been really lucky to work for really, really great chefs out here. I worked with Boca Group for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Peninsula Hotel for a while, too.
So there's worse places to end up in a relationship that, well, you called her the devil, so I assume it's no longer right. a relationship. Yeah.
Beelzebub.
Yeah. So I imagine, I mean, that's a good place to end up, Chicago. I know people that have gone to like, not to
the middle of nowhere.
The middle of nowhere for a relationship and they've been stuck there. So.
No, it's a really great city too. Mm-hmm. It's the third largest city, if you guys didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think we do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's small. Everyone knows each other. So
yeah,
the sense of community is great.
I've been known to call it the biggest little city.
Yeah, I think that's actually Nevada.
That's Reno, I think.
Oh,
that's
Reno.
That's Reno.
No,
yeah.
That's like the...
I don't know. It's yeah, I know what you're talking about. The biggest
the casino.
I don't want to fight with you guys on air.
You're getting between us, and it's not helping. I have a butter knife, and it's full of honey butter, and I will use it.
There's bacon here in this dish that we have with the nuts.
There's bacon in the nuts?
Yes.
I've just been chomping away at this. No wonder. Is that what's
is
so good about it?
What is going on with this amazing little...
So it's just a nice little snack, I think, while you're waiting at the bar. It really complements our bourbon-focused menu. There's chili de arbol, guajillo, espalette, like a lot of different chilies, and we balance it out with like sweet heat and meat.
No, that's amazing. I've never seen something like that, like a little nut thing. Usually just like some... dry old salty nuts.
This is a family show.
So what's the experience been like opening up a brand new spot?
It has been opening up was absolutely it was crazy to do, but operating is definitely staying up. We have a lot of great PR right now. Everyone's really working their butts off. So we started with 80 covers tonight. We ended up doing 140.
Okay, that's
nice.
Great. Is that the sort of growth that you, I mean, is that what you want? I mean, after 2 weeks, that seems like pretty substantial growth.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a family show, as I...
We are just full of it tonight. My goodness.
Your buddy there is doing a ton of work, I gotta say.
This is crazy. What was
what is these are pineapple, like Moscow Mule glasses sort of thing?
Oh, I've seen those. I've only seen those
so
on TV.
Cool.
Mahalo.
See, I make my Moscow Mules with gin instead of with vodka. I guess it's a London Mule more than... What?
That's love how you're like, well, how I make
I'm
them.
Just a gin guy over a vodka guy, but I also like bourbon, and I know that's what you guys are doing. By the way, we have an 815 chiming in, a taxi driver saying, try not to choke on your gin and tonic.
Sorry,
oh,
buddy.
I don't know. I think that's a classic drink that every bartender likes to make. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Okay, so give us the rundown of, you know, what people could, what the hours, what time are you guys open, when can they visit you? And again, you're at 101 East Erie Street, right?
Yeah, 101 East Erie Street. We're right on Michigan in Erie, right behind the Crate and Barrel right there. We're on the 20th floor, floor to ceiling. It's absolutely stunning, the views. Definitely. So we are open Saturday through Sunday. We open for dinner at 5, but the bar opens up at 4:30. We're actually starting brunch, too.
Oh, gosh.
Very nice.
So you're about to not sleep at all?
No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting married on Saturday.
Not to her, though, right?
No.
Not to the devil.
To Beelzebub?
No. She's
you're getting married, on Saturday, did you say?
The 10th.
So, I thought you meant tomorrow. I was like
you shouldn't
you
be
should
here.
Not be here making us drinks and food.
Is this your bachelor party?
Yeah. This is my bachelor party.
It sure looks like a bachelor party. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to learn about all these drinks if we ever get Michael to take a break and sit down and get on a microphone. But we can always do that after the top of the hour as well. So we have plenty of time to get all this. So if someone's going to go to Baptiste and Bottle, it's their first time visiting, what's the one thing that you say, you need to get this on the menu? This is a great introduction to what we do here. I seem to be throwing you for a little bit of a loop here.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
You're
making this sound like Delicious Dish, the SNL sketch where they...
I am. I didn't... you're right. I didn't notice that I was doing that until just now. So,
or you can, if it's two things. I don't mean to... Maybe an appetizer or something.
No, it's a great question.
Because when I go to a new restaurant, I'm just like, they have a specialty, I'm sure. Just tell me what to get.
What do I do?
I don't want to look at this menu. Just tell me.
Yeah, there's a million things, and it's like, I want to eat one thing
that's fine.
That's going to...
Clink as many glasses as you want. Just makes me want to drink anymore. All right, so the one thing I'm getting at Baptiste...
I definitely say like our bone marrow and oxtail marmalade that we do. I was going to bring it in, but it's like... really messy. I didn't want to get it on the microphone.
No, that's good. No, we appreciate that. Esmeralda can't eat that and control it very well. As you could hear her making those guttural noises when you mentioned what it was.
Yeah, bone marrow is amazing. As silly as it sounds, and I'm probably going to get beat up after I say it, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think we make maybe I don't say it. It's just
now you have to say it. As long as it's not a swear, go ahead.
Well, it's just,
Craig's ready to dump you.
I don't
just in case.
Say, don't dump me, Craig.
Just like
our mashed potatoes, like it's silly, but like I think they're the best.
The mashed potatoes?
Yeah, they're
no. You know what?
Stupid.
No.
No, they're not stupid.
No. I'm saying they are stupid.
Oh, like stupid good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty silly.
No, but you're selling yourself short because there are places if you don't the simple things.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do a good mashed potato, what's wrong with you? Why am I going to try anything else?
No, and it's just the sense of just communal eating. I think it's fun, like interacting with people.
Yeah. And don't knock mashed potatoes because Esmeralda told me the moment she got in that she messed up making mashed potatoes today. So
I didn't cook them the whole way.
Yeah. Actually,
I was real angry and smashing them real hard.
I had a dream about mashed potatoes the other day.
720 WGM Baptiste and Bottle in Chicago's River North. We're going to get to the drinks in just a little bit. Quick break here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. You're listening to Pretty Late, normally with Patty Vasquez, but it's myself, John Hanson, and Esmeralda Leon.
How you doing, Esmeralda? Hello.
Okay, so we just went Facebook Live. You can follow me on Facebook at John Hanson, JonHanSen. Normally, I don't make that shameless plug, but you have got to see.
Yeah.
This doesn't work quite well on radio. We're previewing the drinks at Baptiste and Bottle, this great new restaurant and bar that's located in the River North neighborhood. And we created, like, volcanoes.
We have a science experiment.
We have a science experiment that you can drink. It's the best kind of science experiment. It's the one that you can drink through, which is always, always impressive. And beverage manager Michael Fawthrop is here in the studio. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
I got it right. Oh, did I not get your mic on? Oh, no. There we go.
You got one part right.
I got one part of your name right. I turned didn't have the mic level up. Okay, so you are the beverage manager at Baptiste and Bottle, and obviously you are really skilled at what you do. Since we talked about the volcano drink, why don't you just try and explain what this is to our audience and best you can in radio world, because you got to be descriptive here.
Very descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
So the drink is a couple parts. It's really exciting, as you can tell just by how stoked his tone of voice is over here.
I'm pumped.
We all like smoke.
Yeah.
We all love it. The very top is a old-fashioned on steroids. It's 8-year-old bourbon, absinthe, a couple types of bitters, aromatic and orange, and then this really cool stuff called orgeat. The French make everything complicated, and they call it orgeat, but it's basically almond syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really unsexual.
Right. So the
super
top
sexy,
alone is so good, yeah.
Yeah, super sexy alone.
It's
good
crisp,
enough to drink.
It's smooth still, but with a bite on the front.
It's nice. You know? I'm not a big old-fashioned, yeah?
Right.
I'm not a big old-fashioned fan,
but
that's nice.
But you can chug
that
this.
Now,
it's smooth, but I like that whole smooth thing.
Now, Esmeralda's now holding the beaker.
Yeah,
she should not chug that, right?
And as... No.
There's a whole other part to this drink.
There's a second part of this drink that's served on the bottom that we aromatize a tonka bean with. It's very similar to vanilla or clove or anything with... tree nuts or like walnuts or anything, but this stuff is like jasmine and vanilla had a baby together and then made tonka.
Well, that sounds nice.
It's really fun. And so what she's holding is we drop dry ice into hot water, and I think you can hear it bubbling a little bit.
You can definitely hear it bubbling.
And so the
sounds like blue
vapor.
I think listeners think we're just smoking a bong in here.
Yeah.
If you're watching on the live stream, it just looks like we're smoking and sounds like a bong. We promise that's not what's happening.
Yeah. So the vapors actually spread all the aroma around, so we don't have to add an extra ingredient into the liquid portion of the drink. We season it with aroma.
Mm-hmm.
So that at that point, you're taken back to the spa, you're transported, you're personalized, you're just zoned. You're on a rocket ship of pleasure.
Wow.
So is it the science experiment, which I'll call it, but I'm sure it has a better name. Does it do anything? Obviously, it doesn't do anything to the taste or the temperature, or does it?
You wouldn't believe it, actually. You taste with your nose way more than you actually taste with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's directly to your brain, and you taste it, and that's the first thing you taste. And I always tell people that you taste with your eyes first. You don't even, before it even hits the table, you say, holy, that is sexy.
Yeah.
oh, my bananas. I want that right now. I want to make that happen. Like, I want that in my mouth. You
so
know?
I'm assuming you wait.
Easy. Yeah.
You
family
wait
show.
The, wait till the dry ice good, dissipates.
No, you just...
No, you're totally...
You're great. Not supposed to drink that, Esmeralda. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's not a two-part cocktail. It's just two...
hold it in.
It's not a two... Do not chug that. Otherwise, yeah, the rest of the show will go terribly.
Well, I'm being from the emergency room.
We'll
you
post
won't
a...
really be in the emergency no. room. You'll just be having a really great case of hiccups.
Right. Oh, cool.
With a couple interesting...
Well, so we got more drinks.
Yeah. What yeah. else do we got here?
So over there, too, that Esmeralda has up is our yeah. Kadiawa. Try to say that three times
wait,
fast.
Kadiawa.
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 Matt Bubala. Kadiawa.
Kadiawa. Matt Bubala.
Matt Bubala likes a Kadiawa.
Kadiawa is drinking with Esmeralda.
We should save that for Matt Bubala later on and have him drink
Matt
that
Matt Bubala
comes.
And the Kadiawa. That's yeah. like my next band right there.
Right. So what's it all about? What's the jam?
That is our awesome, refreshing Belvedere vodka cocktail. It is mm-hmm. so fun. We have a St. Germain foam and elderflower foam on top of your mustache. Couple types of citrus, lemon, grapefruit, and of course, a little bit of Saint Germain inside the drink too. Because I love having ingredients prepared multiple ways in my drinks.
So, and we can go to the Facebook video again and see that because we kind of showed the foam that went on there as
yes.
well. I got to ask, as a guy who likes to experiment with all sorts of drinks, I stayed at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, and I ordered a drink at the Chandelier Bar, which is a really cool spot.
Love that place.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah. But I ordered this gin drink because I like gin, and it had like a flower in it. And the bartender, without even asking, he took the flower out and made the drink completely different, just because he's like, "Oh, I didn't want to hand you a drink with a flower." And I was like, "I'd take a drink with a flower. What do I care?" But I was going to ask with the frothy Saint Germain mm-hmm. stuff on it, and the writing that you kind of stencil on that. Is that a drink that more ladies order? Or does it you not see? And who cares, right?
And all drinks are metrosexual.
Right.
Brosé all day.
love it.
I just don't know. I would have no problem ordering that. I just don't know if you see a discrepancy between the two in the early
bonus
stages.
Points for pink drinks. Pink right. drinks with mezcal, even better.
Mm-hmm.
I always have a lot of luck with whenever I go to like a nice bar and I order a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes in a very effeminate glass.
Yeah. Is that how you judge it? Is it better if it comes in the more effeminate
just,
the glass?
It just happens.
Is that your thing?
Every time, yeah. No,
then you punch someone in the face.
Well, it sounds good. And then I arm wrestle the bartender.
Just to prove?
With a pinky up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have another drink.
Yeah.
We have a
which
third
is the
drink.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Our copper pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
I love this sucker. It is a home run. It's our take on a mule.
Okay.
So ginger beer, and since we're such a bourbon-centric restaurant, naturally, mm-hmm. our Koval single barrel, thank you, Ravenswood Koval Distillery.
Okay, nice shout out,
is
mention.
In that bad boy, our little finesse that is kind of one of my favorite combos is rosemary and pineapple together. And we actually preserve the pineapples at the height of their season with this technique called a shrub. It's originally from New Orleans, mm-hmm. and it's a way to preserve fruit through the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Where you crank up the sugar levels and turn it into a syrup, and then you crank up the acidity levels with vinegar. So we don't actually have to use any citrus, and this is a zero. It's great because it's good for the environment. It's a zero waste cocktail.
Oh, that's
nice.
So cool. I love how at first it looked. I know what rosemary is, and I looked at it.
Do
and
you?
I thought it was rosemary, but it smells like a pine nut Christmas tree, and I didn't know if it was like a holiday drink. Can you just let me pretend like that? Like it's a nice Christmas tree.
It's a Fraser fir.
A Douglas fir.
It's a blue spruce cut.
That's
in,
your big
yeah.
boy.
Spruce. Yeah.
No, it smells so good. It tastes really good. And it's, especially with this one. And here's, we were talking, I think during the break, everyone, Moscow Mules are very in right now. Everyone's ordering the copper mug thing. Leave your ID at the bar. Make sure mm-hmm. you get it back. All that sort of stuff. I love the different interpretations. I put gin in my mules instead. But I imagine, do you get to walk out with this mug or no? Is it... Can you keep the pineapple? Have people left with these mugs?
You should have seen the party last night. That
we throw it at your head before you leave.
Yeah. It's the chef special.
Right, just chuck it at you.
If you catch it, do you get to keep it?
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
so, I hate to bring this up, but I actually have a really good joke. You were talking about Hitler earlier today.
Any good joke starts with, well, you were talking about Hitler.
But
okay.
Do you guys know why... why Hitler didn't drink gin?
No, I don't. It has never come up in our conversations in my dreams.
It made him mean.
I don't get it. Did you explain? I'm so embarrassed that you had to explain the joke. No. It made a meme.
We're a little.
No, well, in college, a lot of people, oh, yeah, I don't drink gin, man.
Oh, right.
Mean.
Oh, and Hitler's so mean
and
already.
No, he was such a bigot and a mass murderer.
I can't believe I didn't get that.
No, yeah. Thank you guys so much.
But of course it wasn't.
It wasn't embarrassing.
All right, you guys can stick around for a little longer, right? We'll go through the rest of these drinks, have a few more, and chat about Hitler and dreams a little bit more.
Yeah, you gotta finish
your drink. Yep. You know, Hitler drives me to drink. It is crazy.
That was gold.
That was gold, now that I think about it.
Solid gold.
More with Baptiste and Bottle coming up on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It's pretty late. Not with Patty Vasquez. It's Esmeralda Leon and myself, John Hansen. We've been drinking and eating from the wonderful folks at Baptiste and Bottle. Oh, God. Yes, I got it right.
Good job.
I keep on wanting to say Bottle and Baptiste. I don't know why. Either way, if you Google it, you're still going to find the right place.
Right. I'm covered right now in pork rind dust.
Sounds like a typical Saturday morning here for you now that we're in the Saturday morning hours. You can visit them in the River North neighborhood at 101 Erie, right?
Yep.
In the Conrad Hotel, 20th floor. Enjoy that. We've got Chef James Lintelman and beverage manager Michael Fothrop in the studio with us. And you guys have great names, by the way. Lintelman and Fothrop. It just matches the quality of the drinks and food we're having here so far tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, don't start doing his delicious dish thing now just because he whispers into the microphone.
You're right. Thank you.
So,
Thanks a lot, dude.
James, we were able to ask you kind of about how the opening has gone. From a beverage standpoint, Michael, has it been a lot of fun? I mean, you get the kind of the fun things. You know, you're just mixing drinks up front and coming up with new concoctions. James out there, you know, actually doing the work in the back. But
wow. All right.
Right? No?
It's been phenomenal opening. Yes, I got to do open a lot of bottles of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do get to open a lot of bottles of bourbon and gin and tequila and all the above. My job is spectacular. Yeah. I love every minute of it, but there is a lot of work that goes into opening hotels.
You know, I'm just kidding, right? Yeah. Getting around. So, what's your background like? Did you have a nasty breakup that brought you to Chicago?
No,
that'd be a great backstory. James has a good backstory. What's yours?
My backstory is I actually came out here for work.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked at some really great places. I've been super lucky my whole life. Started working at restaurants since when I was 11 years old. From the very bottom, dishwasher, coffee shop, blah, 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 server, host, server, bartender, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Been phenomenal. Worked in San Francisco, worked in Seattle. Got to work in London for a little while. It was awesome. Then I actually came out here to work with some great people over in the West Loop. And I've just been climbing ever since.
As you travel and you get to see a bunch of different styles, whether it's food or, you know, beverages, when you open up a new spot, is there a little bit of all of that stuff that kind of makes its way into the drinks, things you've kind of picked up along the way?
Absolutely. I try to put everything in context for the venue, but my style is everything that I've learned since I've picked up a spoon to serve someone coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the drinks are just as important and detail-oriented and dialed in as really the venue wants it to be, because, you know, I've worked with everything from live music venues, fanciest restaurants in the world, best bars in the world, name it. I've been really, really lucky to see this whole thing. And now at Conrad Hotel, it's an amazing property. You should just go check it out. It's on Erie and Rush, right on the corner. And we have visitors from all over the world, and I've been all over the world, and we want to show that style, show that inspiration, and get it really exciting.
Do you get to go out ever and just enjoy a night out at bars?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you so critical? Or, like, because you have your own opinion on, like, you know, even if you don't say it out loud, like, you're like, oh, I do that differently. Or that you see a bartender making a drink and you're like, oh my God, what's happening here? Or are you able to relax and enjoy yourself and just take it in?
I'm absolutely able to relax. I'm an easygoing type of person. I absolutely have fun when I go out. I love venues, dancing. I'm really into design right now, specifically. Yeah, I mean, of course I'm going to have my operations brain on and say, man, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, it's how I'm not the boss, and I get to have fun. It's not, you know, I'm not driving the bus there, so it's not my place to go and tell them
right
to shake that Cosmo or stir that Cosmo harder, you know? Like, no, I like to go out, and I like to have beers. I like to have cocktails. I like to go talk to my colleagues. This is a wonderful city to go enjoy a lot. I mean, there's so much. we want to go have cocktails, what type of cocktails do we want? Do we want Amaro cocktails? Do we want tiki cocktails? Do we want bourbon cocktails? I mean,
I've got a list of like 70 places I still want to check out, and you could not.
Ditto.
Like, as you check one out, another one opens up, and it just gets added to the list.
Yeah. I think I would.
No one's Baptiste and Bottle.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think we would need 70 of each other to try to get all our lists done.
I finally went to Bangers and Lace today for the first time, and I've wanted to go there for a long time. Family show.
Yeah. Great property. Great tab list.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I live on Chicago Avenue.
So do I.
What's your address?
Oh, my God. I'm in the Ukrainian village. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God. We're neighbors.
That's awesome, man. So, yeah, I stumble up to Beggars on a regular.
Yeah.
It's a great nightcap, great beginning cap, mid cap, whatever, you know. But it's so great, too, because you can either jump on the train, you get a 5-minute Uber away, like, whatever. You know? We have the most exotic 9,000-year-old egg in Chinatown, and then we have like Hop Leaf, which is just a bazillion beers, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's really great being part of an American whiskey bar in the heart of the Midwest. I'm so excited. I can't even keep myself in one place right now.
Now, I'm curious, how is Baptiste and Bottle? Is it casual? Is it special occasion?
It's definitely comfortable.
No, it's not like a special occasion. It's the environment we're trying to procure is like not special occasion. When your friends are in town, like you want to take them up to the 20th floor
for the view.
This place, like we keep saying, it's approachable.
Can I wear jeans?
Yes.
Yeah, I wear jeans at work.
Right.
While I'm working.
You can wear jeans.
You can wear jeans.
I tell people all the time, we're an elevated watering hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. That's a good little tagline. Did you get paid extra for that?
He did.
Yeah. Very good. Came up with that one. Very good. No, I like it. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to.
No, it's really fun. I mean, I've worked at the fanciest, smanciest places that you have to wear a tuxedo. I worked at a place one time that had 6,000 whiskey bottles behind me. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God. You know, it's amazing. And I worked with a 68-year-old man who I made all the drinks because he just couldn't pick up a shake.
Oh, no.
A lot of our listeners might not live in the city. They might live in the suburbs. And what's nice about your location, especially if it offers a different thing in the downtown area, like still very accessible before they get their metro train, maybe take one a little bit later out where they can get before they go home.
Even better about coming from the suburbs is we have complimentary valet.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
And I know we've been keeping that a secret for a little while, but I guess we're on the radio.
Yeah.
For WGN listeners.
Exclusive. Just go right up to your valet and say,
Breaking news on WGN. Baptiste and Bottle.
Roger was going to break that during the news, but it turns out that, you got to throw that story away, Roger. We're going to do something else.
Roger just flipped me off, too. Oh, Roger.
Not a lot of people can see that, but he flipped me off.
Well, the live stream viewers sure can. That's what Roger does.
I swear.
Not
you guys
very nice, Roger.
Now I got to go. Come to me at like 3. I'll be ready.
I was going to say, you guys are talking about valet and all that, but you can just stay at the Conrad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Have a couple cocktails
You were mentioning the Chicago drinking scene, and I think a lot of people, if you haven't spent much time in Chicago, people that are from the suburbs or maybe from out of town, because right now we're going to 38 states in Canada. Mm-hmm. You can hear us, right? Yeah. So hear us all over the country.
Shout out to our neighbors up north.
Yeah. If you're in Chicago visiting, I think people, the inclination is to explore only maybe the Loop or where their hotel is, to explore out, whether it's the Conrad or to explore into some of these other neighborhoods. Like, get on a train and just go explore. You can get off at any stop and you will find a neighborhood pub somewhere nearby to explore.
And the Cubs won the World Series this year, so everyone's in a good mood.
I know. I've been crying about it ever since. Really in a good way. James, I asked Michael this question. Can you go out and enjoy a meal and just appreciate it for what it is, or are you very technically looking at everything that they do?
Yes, I can.
No, I can. A lot of people ask me that question a lot. Like, am I hypercritical of things? If something sucks, yeah.
Yeah.
But
you don't tell them, though, do you?
No, I like getting taken care of, too. Like,
right.
The time that I have with the people that I love is very, like, precious to me. So I try and be
positive.
How
sweet that was.
That was actually one thing we really connected on, from a beverage to food, like a solid to liquid kind of state, is that it's like, service is the most important. Yep, service is the most important.
Yeah. Or
service is
the most important.
Because you want to have a good time. You want to go out. Yeah. You want to have a good time. Put your hair down. Whatever you want to do, you know, like kick your shoes off and like let loose.
Get taken care of.
Get taken care of.
Breaking news, you don't need shoes at Baptiste and Bottle. You can kick them off. No problem. No problem.
Free ballet.
This just in.
Yeah.
On WGN.
No shoes.
No shoes.
All
but
served.
You can park your car for free.
Yes. All right, Chef James and Michael, thank you guys so much for joining us. And thanks for all these drinks.
Yeah,
we're
this
gonna
is
be
amazing.
Yeah, we're gonna be drinking for a little bit too long here. And we're going to be talking about nonprofit, or we're going to talk about volunteering coming up next. So
yes.
We need a nice cocktail for that. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Oh, so once again, give us the address one more time.
101 East Erie.
All right, okay.
20th floor.
Right
20th
on the
floor.
Corner of Erie and Rush.
Cool. More coming up on 720.
Say Erie in Michigan.
WGN.